Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods,
aka two brothers, no druthers,
aka two dudes, one couch. There you go.
Two Dudes, One Couch, I think, was the original name of this. A.K.A. One Sam and Couchy.
Two fans of Fauci. Yeah, we'll stand up for him in the face of the Jim Jordans of this world.
Damn Skippy.
Guys, hope you're doing well. Hope you are handling life okay. Hope you are getting vaccinated. Hope you're taking the right steps to get your kids vaccinated if they're over the age of 16. I can't wait till my oldest daughter turns 16. Get her vaxxed. Get all the people out there so we can move back to a life that has more normalcy to it.
It's within sights. It's within our sights. I think, you know, and
just stay vigilant on everything. Stay vigilant in terms of wearing
your
mask. No
need to let our guard down now. We're almost at the finish line. We can
do this. I do believe we can do this. It's crazy we've been doing this podcast for a year. Yeah, is that nuts?
A year and 2 months. I can't believe it.
It's nuts. And we never thought we'd ever do a daily podcast, yet here we go. Happy to be doing this for you. Let's jump into a story. We have a short one today, but it is a lot of fun. Shall we jump into it?
So this is the story about a theft of an animal, which...
And we do not condone that at all.
Under any circumstances.
But when you find out what the animal is...
and how the animal came to be, you start...
You start to get increasingly more mad at the person who bred and raised it.
The animal, yes. Who created this damn animal.
Okay.
Yes, because it'll call into question the raising of animals by humans everywhere. Like, this is such an egregious sort of abuse of that relationship that we all start to question, like, should we ever own a pet? Like, should we ever?
But we don't need to play God and, like, have a Island of Dr. Moreau-type animal
situation
group.
We just don't need to do it, and this story tells you all about why. Here we go. Okay. Police in England, this is in London, have found themselves with an unusual case on their hands after the world's largest rabbit...
World's largest rabbit is suddenly crazy.
...disappeared from his home over the weekend. World's largest rabbit.
Why? Why? Why do you need to do this?
No one needs to make giant rabbits.
If it's a mistake, then fine.
For what reason do you need to make a giant rabbit? To give children nightmares? Why?
To see if it can kick, like, I don't know, a raccoon's ass?
To see if it can kick a cat's ass?
Maybe.
Now, I would actually watch that.
I would watch that,
I
too.
Would like to see a
giant rabbit just back kicking a cat
right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, why do you feel like...
Kick the aloof out of it.
Why do you feel like you need to control animals so much? That you have to control how big they are.
Right. You can say, look at this gigantic one that I made.
Did someone take control away from you when you were small or make you feel small?
Did they?
I bet they did. Darius, a continental giant rabbit who holds the Guinness World Record for being the biggest rabbit in the world at 4 feet and 3 inches long.
4'3"? That's bigger than most U.S. gymnasts.
It's taller than my daughter right now.
4'3".
Taller than my
seven and a half year old
daughter. Vanished from his enclosure in Stoulton,
Worcestershire.
The police have
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. The police have issued an urgent appeal for the return of the prize-winning bunny. Maybe Darius is, you know, setting out on his own to get away from the monsters who turned him into this giant freak.
This is Frankenstein going out.
It is believed the continental giant rabbit was stolen from its enclosure.
How do you know it was stolen? Maybe someone didn't lock the door.
In the garden of the property of its owners overnight on Saturday, April 10th, 11th. This is fresh news, guys.
This is fresh out the garden, gang.
The West Mercia Police in Western England said in a statement. Oh, good. We've got the police involved.
Well, I'm sure the police don't have to deal with anything else going on right now.
Am I wrong, Rand? Was this not the plot of a Wallace and Gromit?
Yes. The case of the were-rabbit. The were-rabbit was like a werewolf rabbit. This
Jumbo.
Gigantic, scary were. This is Wallace and Gromit stuff
they
coming to
this.
Life. Yeah.
I want. So if we're going to do this, then we also have to do the wrong trousers.
They're the wrong trousers, Gromit, and they've gone wrong.
What did you do? My favorite, a very telling moment in that Wallace and Gromit is that he turns to Wallace and he said, or he turns to Gromit and he
says,
like,
what did you do?
He assumes that he...
Blame the dog. You can't have that relationship with your dog.
The rabbit is quite unique, and the fact that it's 4 feet in size and has been awarded a Guinness record for being the biggest rabbit in the world.
Let me ask you this, and I really do want to ask you this, Jay. Does the rabbit know? I mean, does he understand that he won the Guinness? Does Darius know that he's the Guinness Book of World Records?
There's no way the rabbit knows that he's
largest rabbit in the world. He doesn't care.
All he knows is that he eats carrot cakes, not carrots.
Right?
That's probably where he's at.
Right. He can't. One baby carrot is not going to do it for this guy.
Annette Edwards, Darius's owner, issued a plea on social media offering up a £1,000, which
is about $1,375.
For anyone who can help return the giant leperine.
I
don't know if I'm saying that right.
I think it's
giant rabbits.
Giant rabbit. You got greedy, Annette.
You just got satisfied
with a regular rabbit.
With your own little rabbit.
You needed a 4 foot, 3 inch rabbit.
Way, a rabbit is, I'm going to say this, a rabbit is an interesting pet in its own right.
Yes. There aren't that many people. We know people who have a rabbit.
But you had to play God, Annette. You had to do your little Dr. Moreau, Island of Dr. Moreau impersonation. And now
he's gone. He's out of there.
He is gone.
Was it worth it, Annette?
We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out if it actually was worth it.
Was it worth it, Jay?
I don't know.
I don't know if it was worth it or not. We'll come right back after this.
Guys, I want to talk to you about HelloFresh. Jay, we are spending time at home. We are cooking. I don't want to go to the grocery store and get stuff. And I just think HelloFresh is the best. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering, seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip steps to the grocery store. Like I said, count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit, Jay. Basically, HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning. That's the other thing. You're like, what are we going to make tonight? And Jay, my wife cooks. I know that people in your house don't cook, except HelloFresh makes it easy to cook for you. Am I right?
That's right. And you get out of the sort of the doldrums of those meals that you, the same meal that you've made, the same pasta dish, the same couscous dish. Like, these are complete meals that you're making, and they're super easy to make. And it's a variety, and my kids are suddenly eating the whole meal because they're wait, this isn't like the other meals we've been making for the past year and several years.
Right. And your meals get ready in 20 minutes or less, lightning prep recipes and quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. They offer 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers, extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs, nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Like we said, we both tried HelloFresh. It works. Jay and I are not cooks, and we were able to actually make great meals for our families using HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Sklar12 and use the code Sklar12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. This is an unbelievable deal. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/Sklar12, the number 12, and use the code Sklar12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. I love this so much. America's number one meal kit. These guys are great. HelloFresh. Thank you for sponsoring us, and thank you for making meals that much easier. HelloFresh. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about a great sponsor for our podcast. I'm talking about Lucy Nicotine. It is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. That's very important. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. I have a friend who helped basically transition from not smoking again by using this type of a thing. And Lucy is so great. And I know that he is so happy that he used the gum to get off of smoking. And he wasn't smoking around his family. He wasn't doing it at work. And it just made him so much happier. It's 2021, guys. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug the vape. Throw out your dip. And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. We cannot endorse this enough. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So it's simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Sklarbro to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.CO. Use the promo code Sklarbro, SKLARBRO, at checkout. Disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.CO, and be sure to use that promo code Sklarbro.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We should remind you, as we do every day that we do this show, hey, we got a live Dumb People Town coming up on May 22nd. It is going to be amazing. The Doughboys. If you don't know their podcast,
it's so good.
They review in the most hilarious way chain restaurants, fast food. So we thought we'd take a fast food challenge, that the chicken sandwich challenge, which we've talked about on Stereo on Dumb People Town. We're going to get back up on Stereo, okay? Yes, so follow us on Stereo if you can. But we thought we'd do the chicken sandwich challenge, and we're going to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich, a Chick-fil-A, and a Kentucky Fried Chicken. We're going to cut them up, and we're going to decide what we think is best.
And then I may be a McDonald's. We'll see.
And then I may just throw up over all of everything. But Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek is going to be there. It is going to be insane. You do not want to miss it. I can't wait for it. That's May 22nd. Go to DanielVanKirk.com. Get your tickets there, or NowhereComedyClub.com. Look up Live Dumb People Town and get yo ticks.
Okay, so when we left, there is a 4-foot-3-inch-long rabbit.
A 4-foot-3-inch-long rabbit.
Rabbits should not be 4 feet, 3 inches long.
No.
Someone grew a giant rabbit, and then it got quote-unquote stolen. We don't know if it did in England.
Maybe it left.
Feels like the plot line from a Wallace and Gromit movie, but here we are. Quote, a very sad day. Guinness World Records.
That's the name of the Wallace and Gromit movie.
A very sad day. Guinness World Record holder Darius has been stolen from his home. The police are doing their best to find out who has taken him. There's a reward of £1,000.
I mean, if you're a police officer and you got to work on this thing, what'd Darius you do today, honey? I looked for a 4-foot rabbit.
Darius is too old to breed now, so please bring him back. Yeah. What does that mean? Oh, that they can't make another one?
Also,
can't make another freak?
Also, Darius is such a weird name for a rabbit.
It is such a weird name for the rabbit. Like, I feel like
he needs a last name.
Right. It's weird on its own, but if she calls him like Darius Longbottom.
Yeah, Darius Stonybrook.
Darius Stonybrook is my lost 4-foot-long rabbit. Where is he?
Darius Rucker. If you call him Darius Rucker.
Do you think Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish, do you think he would be honored or offended by that?
I think he'd be honored by that. Yeah. The largest rabbit in the world was named after him?
I think he would be more offended if you called him Hootie Rucker.
I want to love you the best that I can.
Darius Stratfordshire. I think that feels like...
Darius Stratfordshire.
All of these names would have worked, but the fact that you just named him Darius.
It's like you went all the way with a 4-foot-3-inch rabbit, but not all the way with a name.
So he held the record for being the largest rabbit in the world for over 11 years after the Guinness Book of World Records gave him the title. On April 6th, 2010. I'll never forget that date when he was given that title.
It's so big, it shouldn't be that hard to find, am I right?
Just wait for the thief to start posting photos of it on social media, right?
That's right. How long do rabbits live, by the way? Do you know?
10 years?
Eight years?
Eddie Rabbit lived a long time.
I think he's still living.
I mean, did she have a full life with this thing? I mean, if it won the record, it was full-sized in 2010.
Then it won the record.
So she's had it for 11 years. Is that?
That's a long time. He's a record holder for 11 years.
She said he's too old to breed, so she's had this rabbit for a really long time.
He went on. He hopped onto greener pastures.
Maybe she should try to, create a genetically giant mouse now.
That's your next thing. Make a really big gerbil.
Also, let me posit this. Maybe animals should be the size that they're meant to be.
Okay, this could be a sign from the universe. Just stop. And again, if this animal was stolen, shame on the people who stole it. This
it's
woman,
not fair, but this woman, we don't need a 19-inch giraffe.
You don't need a 65-pound ferret.
We don't need a Shetland monkey, okay? We don't need that stuff.
Because you're going to make them, and then
someone, that either the thing's going to try to kill you or someone's going to steal it and take it away, and you're going to be miserable.
That's right. It can't end positively if you've got this thing.
I'm going to say this is my greatest fear of what could potentially happen, and I hope this doesn't happen.
I hope not either.
All these freakishly bizarre animals.
Bizarrely sized, like a giraffe that's this big.
And a giant ferret and a giant mouse and a giant rabbit. They're going to find their way to some island.
Yep.
Okay? They will name a leader.
Probably a tiny cow.
Or a giant guinea pig.
We don't know. One of the two.
And then they're going to start mounting an attack.
The animals are going to fight back.
And it will be an attack that is so violent and so heinous against humanity that we will never forget it.
And millions of people will perish because a few a-holes wanted to see if they could make a chinchilla bigger than a potbelly pig.
Hope you're happy about that. Because now you've created an insurrection of animals.
It goes back to a common theme that we talk about on this podcast all the time.
When people think they're above the rules.
The rules of law, the rules of nature.
Then you got problems. When you're like, I'm bigger than nature. I know how the world works better than the world knows how the world works.
Let the world work the way the world works.
And you're going to create problems. You want us to all get attacked by giant ferrets? Go ahead. Do what you're going to do. There are consequences to thinking you are bigger than the game.
There you go. That is the show, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax, but we got the jokes.
We got the jokes. We got the giant jokes big enough for a 4'3" rabbit. We love you guys. Stay vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Wear masks. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da.
A podcast network.